Tainus, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, 4-5. And now the Mishnah will elaborate on those nine occasions when there was the Korban Eitzim and people would come to greet these people, the descendants of those who donated the wood way back when. Here we have Zman Eitzik Kohanim Va'am Tisha. There are nine dates on the calendar where people come bring wood and donating it as their right, as a recognition of the kindness their parents did, their ancestors did, and everyone would greet them. And what are those nine days? Be'echad, but they're all the anniversaries of the day that the ancestor started giving. So Be'echad ben Nisan, this all started on the first day of Nisan. B'nei Arach ben Yehuda, there's a fellow named Arach who was from Shevet Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, and he gave, and therefore his descendants bring on the first of Nisan. Be'esrim v'tamuz, on the 20th day of the month of Tammuz, B'nei David ben Yehuda, these are the descendants of David, David HaMelech, so the kings of Klal Yisrael, of the kings of Yehuda, their descendants from David, they will be able to bring on the 20th of Tammuz. And they have a private holiday, like all of them. B'chamish ba'av, on the 5th day of Av, this is B'nei Farosh ben Yehuda, this third fellow of Parosh, also he was from Shevet Yehuda, his family brings. B'shiva bo, on the 7th of Av, 2 days later, B'nei Yonadav ben Rechav, this is a different person. Yonadav ben Rechav is mentioned actually twice in the Pesukim in Tanakh, and both in Malachim Beis, in starting from Pasuk Yud, you see over there that he was involved with Melech Yehu in getting rid of the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and also in Yirmiyahu, he's also mentioned as participating as well and being a known tzaddik, and the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro says that he is from the descendants of Yisro. Yisro meaning the father-in-law of Moshe. So you see he's not from a Shevet here, no Shevet mentioned here in the Mishnah. But his descendants bring on the 7th of Av. Basarabo, on the 10th of Av, B'nei Sna'a ben Binyamin. This is from the tribe of Binyamin. You notice all the donors are either from Yehuda or Binyamin because the other tribes were lost. The 10 lost tribes were lost before the time of Ezra, of course, by Sennacherib from the previous, not Sennacherib really, Shalmaneser really, the year 723 BCE from the Assyrians. B'chamisha sarbo, on the 15th of Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, this fellow Zatu from the tribe of Yehuda, on the 15th of Av, not sure this is the 15th of Av, as we'll see later on in the Masechta, Tu B'Av was a holiday all to itself, and therefore a lot's going on, and we see that other people are being bringing as well on that day. We have V'imahem, along with the Zatu family, Yosef Kohanim and Levim, if there's Kohanim and Levim who want to donate, to participate, so they can now also. V'chol Misha Shata'a B'Shivto, anybody who got mixed up with his tribe. That means people who have a tradition that their ancestor was also one who donated back in the time of Ezra, and therefore they should be bringing wood and having a Yom Tov as well, but they don't know which family they belong to. So then they bring on this day, the 15th of Av, along with Zatu and the Kohanim. It's a catch-all day. And so goes Uvnei Gonvei Eli, Uvnei Kotzei Ktzios. Okay, this is a little different. There is a different story in a different time, not in the time of Ezra, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, but in the middle of Bayis Sheni, under Hellenistic persecution. There was a time when they weren't allowed to bring bikurim or wood for the Mizbeach, and yet some family was very sneaky. They got baskets, they put their bikurim inside the baskets, but then on top of the baskets, on top of the food, the bikurim, they put figs for pressing, and they took in their hands like large, like pestles, like, you know, think of like a baseball bat, for smushing down, you know, for pressing these figs. That's, they did it. That's called an Eli in Hebrew. It's mentioned elsewhere in the Mishnayos. So they basically traveled with the baskets, which look like from the outside ostensibly like figs, with the big wooden pounding sticks, the Eli. And they, when they got stopped by the authorities on the way to Yerushalayim, they said, yeah, we're going to press our figs and make fig cakes. But they went to the base of Mikdash, and they uncovered beneath the figs, there you go, there was the actual bikurim which they brought, and they used the Eli, like the baseball bats for pounding, as the wood itself. So you see they donated wood also. That also happened on Tu B'Av, and here they're also getting to participate on the Tu B'Av Korban Eitzim. Okay, so that was the sixth group. The seventh day on the calendar is Be'esrim Bo, on the 20th of Av, B'nei Fachas Moav, Ben Yehuda, his name was Pachas Moav, that was their day. And the eighth day is Be'esrim Be'elul, the 20th day of Elul, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda, from Adin. And finally, on the ninth time of the year was Be'echad B'Teves, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shavu B'nei Farosh. The B'nei Farosh, who had given on the third day, I believe, came back another time and gave on the ninth day. That says that badly. B'nei Farosh, who had previously given that there was a third in the list, meaning that their day was already listed as Chamisha Ba'av, the fifth of Av, back in the days of Ezra, they came for a second round. They're sort of like a lottery, and they were picked to once again participate, and they donated wood again on the first of Tevis. So again, they have a second holiday in the calendar, so they get twice. Now, the Mishnah points out that the first day of Tevis is a special day, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, is also falls out on Hanukkah, and just as I think people know, like it's the longest benching of the year and that kind of stuff, it falls out on a Shabbos, because you have Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah and all these traditions. So the point here in the Mishnah is that since you have a Hallel because of Hanukkah and a Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Korban Eitzim because the people are coming of B'nai Farosh, so then all the stars are aligned and there's simply no Seder Hamamah that day in Yerushalayim. No one's saying, reciting these verses and praying, because that's you back in the basement English for all these various activities. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Be'echad B'Teves, on the Rosh Chodesh, first day of the month of Teves, Lo Haya Bo Ma'amad, there was no recitation of verses at all back in the shul, or prayers for acceptance, because Shahaya Bo Halal, Shachris, we said you skip on Shachris in Yerushalayim if you have to say Halal, a full Halal, like you do on Hanukkah, because you have to get back in time. And then, B'Korban Musaf, since it's a Korban Musaf, so therefore you won't have the Maman for Musaf and Mincha, like we said before, like how Rabbi Kiva changes tune, like Rabbi Yeshua. And then finally, Korban Eitzim, since in the late afternoon, you got to welcome back the descendants of Farosh, so then you won't have a Seder Mamad at Ne'ilah time.